This week, Pittsburgh International Airport opened a sensory room for kids and adults on the autism spectrum to decompress from the stress of air travel. 90.5 WESA's Kathleen Davis reports traveling can be very difficult for people with special needs.
At the Pittsburgh International Airport, past security after the indoor train, at the end of Concourse A is a quiet multi-room space with soft places to sit and crawl into and colorful light fixtures. It's a sensory room for people with autism and special needs to relax before a flight. At a press conference Tuesday, airport CEO Christina Casota said this was a big deal for the airport.
We believe that we're making a difference for thousands of people in the region and for those coming to visit.
Traveling through an airport can be stressful for anyone. For people on the autism spectrum, says University of Pittsburgh professor Rachel Robertson, the sensory bombardment can make the experience even more intense.
Between like smells and sounds and sights and noise with announcements, all of that is kind of can be alarming for a lot of typical people, but for people with autism, it could be really terrifying, I think.
Jason Rudge pitched the idea for the sensory room. He's a heavy equipment operator at Pitt, and he has a 4-year-old son named Presley. Presley is on the autism spectrum and is considered nonverbal, though he can say a couple words in a row. I spoke with Rudge inside the sensory room while Presley watched Mickey Mouse on an iPad. Presley's sensory processing issues can make some experiences really hard, so flying commercially wasn't really an option. Rudge says the first sensory room he saw was at Presley's school in Greensburg, which he says made his son more comfortable there.
After that, I mean, I'm sitting at work thinking, you know, wonder if we'll ever be able to go on vacation. So I said, why don't we put a sensory room in the airport?
He wrote a letter to airport CEO Casotis, and the ball got rolling. This isn't the first sensory room at an airport. There are at least 6, most of those in the U.S. But Casotis says this may be the most comprehensive, in part because it includes a recreated airplane cabin with real airplane seats, trays, windows, and overhead storage.
It's an amazing opportunity for people to get comfortable, for kids to get comfortable. What does it mean to put on a seatbelt? Can we raise and lower the shade, the window shade? What about the tray table? You know, how does it feel to sit in this seat?
Not only was Presley drawn to that room, his mom, Sharon Rudge, says he was even more verbal than usual.
He really thought he was taken off. He would say, you know, ready, set, go. He would say, 3, 2, 1, blast off.
Pitt's Rachel Robertson says airports in general are not very friendly to people with autism, and there's a long way to go to make travel easier for people with special needs.
I don't know whether more families with autism will choose air travel because of Pittsburgh's room in particular, but maybe if it became more of a national trend, that might be something that might make people more open to considering air travel if they have kids with autism.
Jason Rudge says he hopes that if the families of kids with autism learn about the sensory room at Pitt, they'll feel more empowered to travel.
You can't sit at home your whole entire life and not do anything because you have a child with special needs or an adult living with special needs. Now you can go out and travel.
Mom Sharon Rudge says the sensory-friendly room at Pitt has inspired the family to plan a vacation. Kathleen Davis, 90.5 WESA News.